An outbreak of hepatitis A is spreading in Salt Lake County, but while cases go up, it hasn't gotten a lot of attention. One reason for that could be the population it's primarily affecting, the homeless. KUER's Eric Newman has more on why this epidemic has gotten so bad and what's being done to stop it.
Steve Beach stands at the back of his SUV in the parking lot of a rundown hotel off I-15 in downtown Salt Lake. In the trunk of his car is a small blue cooler filled with vials of vaccine and a Ziploc bag of plastic gloves.
Yeah, we've been to this location a lot, this whole area. We come at least once a week.
Beach is a nurse with the County Health Department's foot patrol. He's out here to give people the hepatitis A vaccine. A man comes up to Beach asking to get vaccinated.
I mean, I used to be a drug addict. Well, see, I work part-time down the street. And I have a lot of friends that are kind of caught up in this. And I've been clean since 2003.
Awesome. Relax as much as you can.
Beach gives him a quick shot and puts a cartoon-covered Band-Aid on the man's shoulder.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Foot patrols like this one are a strategy by the health department to get the vaccine to people who need it most, homeless individuals and IV drug users. Right now, the Salt Lake County Health Department has identified 144 hepatitis A cases. In a typical year, they expect 5. But reaching this group, who are often suspicious of law enforcement, is difficult.
Yeah, it makes it effective just being out here on the street. Again, if we had some kind of clinic, no one would come in.
Hepatitis A is a liver disease. While rarely fatal, it causes fatigue, stomach pain, nausea, and yellowing of the skin and eyes. The virus is spread through poor sanitation, specifically food contaminated with feces from an infected person. It can also be spread through shared needles.
This is very challenging because people don't have the typical home address.
That's Eileen Risk. As the epidemiology director with the Salt Lake County Health Department, Risk is in charge of tracking the outbreak. In her office, she's looking at a map of the county.
This is called a heat map. And so with this particular map, it shows Salt Lake County, and then it shows transient camp complaints. And so what we're looking for is where there is a greater proportion of complaints. And so that lets us know where we could find people to vaccinate.
Risk says their data shows the outbreak hasn't peaked yet. Salt Lake County isn't the only place with a large homeless population experiencing this outbreak. It started in San Diego last August. Since then, it's spread around California and parts of Arizona and Kentucky. Risk says there are factors around Salt Lake City that may be exacerbating the spread of the disease. One is park bathrooms. They get closed in the wintertime so the pipes don't freeze. That means one less place for people to wash their hands. On the macro level, Salt Lake City's affordable housing crisis means more people without access to basic hygiene.
Any of us could be exposed. It's just that fortunately, most of us had the facilities to wash our hands.
Sandra Hollins is the homeless strategist and outreach coordinator for Salt Lake City, as well as a member of the Utah legislature. She says soon the city will open park restrooms and they're considering new steps to improve sanitation.
This year we're looking at in our budget to be able to provide hand washing stations so we are able to kind of help combat the Hep A outbreak.
Hollins says housing is also an important piece.
If folks are able to get into housing, they're able to take care of their hygiene issues, and we don't have such a big problem. So yes, absolutely, housing plays a very big role in all of this.
In the meantime, the health department is getting creative to stop the spread of disease. At noon at the Wiegand Homeless Resource Center downtown near the Rio Grande District, a line of men and women are coming inside for lunch. At the door, Sarah Kinnison is handing out antiseptic hand wipes to lunchgoers.
Hello. Here's your meal ticket. Wipe your hands. Keep the wrapper as your ticket.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wipe your hands. Keep the wrapper as your ticket. Don't throw it away.
Yes, ma'am.
The hand wipes specifically get rid of hepatitis A. Lunchgoers have to show they've used them to get a meal. The inability of many cities to stop the hepatitis A outbreak shows how hard of a problem it's been to solve. But according to epidemiologist Eileen Risk, its very presence should make us question if enough is being done to address the homeless population's immediate needs.
I think this is really just a red flag to let us know that we need to really figure out how to provide better service to the underserved.
At this stage in her investigation, Risk is thinking about the outbreak in two ways: how to create a stopgap to prevent its spread now, and how to get enough people vaccinated so this doesn't happen again in the future. Eric Newman, KUER News.